This is an MUT Radio podcast.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, ma'am. So, can I say Dr. Li Keng is an acting senior director of the institution. This is a chief director of the strategic planning of MUT since 2021, am I correct?
2021, yes.
She's also a peer advisory committee member of MENCOSA.
Mm-hmm.
The titles are giving and giving. Happy Women's Day, to be precise. Let me start off by that.
And same to you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So can you briefly tell me what this conference is all about?
Thank you very much. And thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am.
This is called the SAA HEMIS Institute.
Yes.
SAA stands for Southern African Association for Institutional Research.
Okay.
And HEMIS stands for Higher Education Management Information System.
Okay.
So this is an annual gathering
that
is owned, of course, by the SAA and hosted by different universities every year. So we rotate.
Oh, okay.
So this year we had the privilege as SAA, as MUT to host it.
Yes,
to host it.
Yes.
So it's about compliance to higher education. So this institute in particular, SAA, does a lot of things as it is institutional research. Does a lot of things, but today we are gathered here for Higher Education Management Information System.
Okay.
Management Information System is a system through which we report to the DHET as we are public institutions. We report to the DHET through that system.
Okay.
And we have an association as a community of practice. This is where, as an association, we discuss our problems. We discuss ways in which we can ease our work.
Okay.
And the work that the HEMIS officers do is very important, because without HEMIS, we will not get funding as higher education.
Oh, okay.
So it's about compliance issues. It's about data, so that the DHET knows how much money they can give us.
Okay.
It's through the HEMIS officers, in which our office, in our office at MUT, we have Mr. Langa and Mrs. Mutando Kendu as the HEMIS officers.
Okay, this is a very beautiful conference, I must say. Do you think it's a necessity for this to happen, like on an annual basis?
This institution is like oxygen to higher education.
Okay.
We need it. Without it, because we are public universities, as I said, we can't survive without government funding for now.
Okay.
We need it, and we also, the government needs us to give them the accurate numbers so that they know how much money they give, that they can give us on an annual basis.
A few words to the ladies out there, since it's
Women's Day. Happy Women's Day.
Thank you very much. There you have it. Grace, that was Dr. Li Keng.
Dile.
Dirato
Li
Keng. Oh,
yes.
There you have it. I want to thank you very much. I'll be back with another one in a short while.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.